Welcome to Starfleet Universe On Call. I am Paul Franz, owner of Franz Games. I run SFB Online, FedCom Online, and Starfleet Warlord. Just a reminder how to join us, we have a talk guest every Thursday night starting at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can either call on the phone, just dial 724-444-7444. Just follow the directions. The call ID is 17702. Or if you want to participate on the web, just go to the Talk Show website at www.talkshow.com. Search for Quality 17702. And if you need to contact me for any reason, my email address is sfuoncall@gmail.com. That's sfuoncall@gmail.com. Also, if you need to reach me via Skype, my Skype ID is FranzGames, FranzGames. And of course, if you want to, you can follow me on the Twitter. My account there is Paul Franz. So to find me on Twitter, just go to twitter.com/PaulFranz. That's PaulFranz. And of course, I have a secondary account called Franz Games, where I announce this podcast and many other features of news and client updates. And of course, this lovely talkcast gets turned to a podcast available on iTunes, the Google Play Store, and various other feeds located around the net. Some quick news from ADB. New on the Warehouse 23 drive-thru RPG and Wargame Vault this week is Captain's Log number 44 and its colors SSDs. The supplement also is new to drive-thru RPG and Wargame Vault. Steve Cole was working his way back up to half speed, started to resume some of his routine duties, and tried to get a few minutes of walking into each day, which is always a good thing to get a little exercise there. He posted photos for future Shapeways ships, managed the sculptures, and provided images for the sculptures to work from. Also, he worked on the graphics for the Zinni Master Starship book. Steve Patrick was working also on the Zinni Master Starship book, in addition to the Gorn one. Also, he was working on the Starfleet Battles module updates, the various modules that have been updated over the years. And Gene's been busy working on, of course, Facebook, uploading their ships to Shapeways so you can enjoy those lovely, lovely miniatures. And, of course, beating down the spam assault on the BBS. Moving on to the SFB Online tournament news. The Rat 47 tournament, we actually have some good progress when it comes to Paul and Jared. They actually started playing the game number 4.1, which is awesome to see. So that Clayton Kruger, who is waiting in the final round, can actually have someone to play. When it comes to the World Lake tournament, Majid Farsi and I forget who Greg is. We're supposed to play Tuesday. That didn't happen. So they were supposed to play this past Saturday, I think. And I'm not sure if that happened either. I've not heard anything. Except for that there's been no progress. When it comes to the Platinum Hep 2017 tournament, I sent out an email last week or maybe the week before that. And it seems like that definitely kicked the hornet's nest, and people actually starting to play some games. So we actually have 4 games to actually play by players. That this does not include the actual games versus by. And by can be a really tough opponent, but invariably he falls. Moving forward to the library report. Unfortunately, not much going on there, especially with the holidays. I'm sure people are busy entertaining for the holidays or getting gifts or getting their house set up, to celebrate, Christmas or Hanukkah, if that's what they celebrate. So that still left us at 70.6% complete, and hopefully to see more things completed over the vacations that, people might spend a little time doing that, because it's a little break from all the festivities and having fun with the kids and all. Sometimes it's a little too much. Been there, done that. So with that, that is the news for this week. And it's me, yes, the one, the only, the Paul Franz, welcoming you to Starfleet Universe On Call. And tonight, given the wonderful this wonderful time of year. It's the most wonderful time. So some people remember that song, and other people are going, "Who die? What song is that?" But I thought of, why not think of what I call is holiday scenarios. The whole idea is SFB/FedCom scenarios, which are based on the holiday. I know that sounds weird, but yeah. For example, one of the things that this time of year is not just Christmas, it also is Hanukkah. So one way that you could actually introduce Hanukkah into, there's multiple actually ways you can actually introduce Hanukkah into a scenario. You know, as I have that as integral part of the scenario in my mind, then make it a holiday scenario. In the case of, you know, let's start with something really basic. The dreidel, you know. When you celebrate Hanukkah, one of the things you're supposed to do is you play this game with the dreidel. And what's dreidel? What is the dreidel, really? It is, you can consider it like a four-sided die, for the most part. Because it has four sides, and you can spin it, and it comes up with a certain symbol. Now, I know, if there are any Jewish people out there, they're going, the name of the symbols are this, this, and this, and this. And like, I apologize. I don't know what those symbols are and what they mean. I'm sure they mean something really fascinating, and I would actually love to know more about that. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to research it before I started the podcast tonight. But anyhow, the important thing actually for our perspective, for when it comes to adding that to a scenario, is that they are unique, i.e., you have one of four chance to get whatever symbol it is. Now, obviously, that makes it pretty easy to add into a scenario in that, let's say, as part of the scenario, you use a dreidel that every turn, we don't want it to be too, you know, changing too quickly. You use it to, let's say, something simple, let's move move the Hanukkah monster. Well, actually, let's take this a little farther. I just thought about it a little more, and I thought, I guess, an idea, which is, of course, the monster would be in the form of please forgive me for I know there's a particular candelabra that is used, you know, with the different number of candles, you know, that one is lit for each day, and I understand that that's meant to symbolize the number of days that the oil burned. I remember, okay, seven. Thank you, Mike. Yes, I remember. Mike just mentioned that Spock's split finger gesture was from a Jewish ceremony in which Leonard Nimoy peaked. Yes, I remember the whole live long and prosper. Actually, there is actually kind of part of a ceremony that is Jewish. Yes, menorah. Thank you, Mike. It's called a menorah, and forgive me for not knowing that. Thank you, Mike, for knowing that. And you can actually use the menorah as kind of a monster/ship, you know. And if you want to, you could use like the dreidel would then specify, you know, one or how many of the menorah, you know, the candles on the menorah could fire that turn. Thank you, AW. AW has mentioned this, pointing out that the dreidel bears the letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which I knew was a letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and that I knew. Nun, Gimel, Hey, and Shin, which together form the acronym for, and he didn't finish typing. But I'm sure he'll finish that off while he's finishing, while he's typing, to tell me a great miracle happened there. Okay. Yes. I agree that it was a great miracle. Anyway, we use, you know, for each symbol, you know, whatever letter of the Hebrew alphabet is, you can say, okay, well, the ship which has the six, let's say, kind of cannons, or let's, better yet, let's use plasma torpedoes because, you know, we're talking about candles. Candles are fire, and plasma is kind of considered fire. You know, it burns and so forth. Have it so that, you know, you roll the dreidel, and the dreidel will then tell you how many plasmas you can fire each turn. You know, how many of the candles are kind of active on that menorah that turn, you know, and the ship can look like a menorah, you know. And you can either, obviously, you can either have it as a monster, you know, which in this case, I really wish Russ was here. Or you could, I would think you could have the menorah as a player controlled ship. I was thinking, Mike, I was thinking G's. You know, nice long range, but not too powerful. That's what I'm thinking, because, well, I was thinking about that. Yeah, G, because I'm thinking about S, and S is just, can you imagine having four S's coming at you? Okay, this AW is coming up with an idea, which is, to start the game, every participant puts one game piece into the center pot. Each player pulls out his one piece into the pulls one piece into the pot at the end of every play. Each player spins the dreidel once during their turn, depending on which side faces up. When it stops spinning, the player whose turn it is gives or takes game pieces from the pot. Interesting. I like that. I like that so far. At the moment, I think, okay, well, okay, those are the rules for the trailer game. Well, okay. Yeah, I've never actually played the trailer game. I have actually many years ago, and I do mean truly many years ago, at the local mall here, there actually was I think it was a rabbi. Might have been a rabbi. Might not have been. At the very least, it was a person who, you know, during Hanukkah was there at the mall and actually kind of tried to get the kids involved. And he sung the dreidel song, and which actually was kind of fun. You know, I enjoyed it. You know, so. I watched what he was doing. It looked like it was a good time. He was trying to get the kid, you know, kids involved, and, you know, and just to help them at least know more about Hanukkah and what Hanukkah was, you know, because it's really important to people of the Jewish faith. I don't like that. I like the, as I said, Mike, I think I like the idea when it comes to a game is, you know, kind of have a menorah as a ship, because come on, if you look at a menorah without the candles, you know, without the tops of the candles, it kind of looks like barrels, or, you know, rifle barrels kind of thing. Look at that. I understand that it's supposed to be something peaceful and so forth, and please, you know, that's, don't get me wrong in that I'm trying to make something that is very peaceful into a thing of war. But, you know, it kind of looks like a spaceship with all these kind of cannons. No, at least it can. True, Mike. Mike was just mentioning that doing a mini for a menorah would be quite easy, and I agree, that'd be quite easy. I think, and then have that ship then move around, you know, the menorah ship move around, and that you'd be fighting against it, you know, and I think that actually kind of be interesting. The you know, obviously we'd have to work out speed and all that kind of thing on how that would work. But, you know, hey, I like the ideas. It's kind of a neat idea for a holiday scenario. Mike was just mentioning off topic, which is he's seen some of these really cool metallic spinners, you know, these things that's supposed to keep you from, you know, getting bored or whatever. And he's just mentioning that how they would, he's seen some really cool ones that would make great mini base stations, you know. And I can easily see that, especially given that in the Starfleet universe, the base stations are kind of like the original series. Well, I'm sure they are. Well, they're definitely very much like the original series, where you had a center device, and then you had these like three different things on, you know, other kind of spires on that, and that can easily be seen as, you know, a base station. Yeah, Mike agreed. Mike says, "Mentioning, you know, big question is, can you actually have the game without a major media expose start because you are being culturally insensitive?" Well, I'm not trying to be culturally insensitive. You know, as I said, you know, I know the menorah is something, is a sign of peace, at least. Something that is peaceful and turning into what can be viewed as a weapon. Yeah, I'm sure that I'm probably taking out somebody. And I apologize for that, you know. I thought it was kind of a neat idea. When we move on to Christmas, oh man, you can do so many things with Christmas. You know, from you kid. Here's a neat idea, which is, okay, in the center of the board, what do you have? You have a Christmas tree. What's on the Christmas tree? You have Christmas tree lights. You know, and each light, let's go back. Back in the days of yesteryear, where when Christmas trees were originally made, one way people would brighten the Christmas tree was it actually would mount candles. Yes, they'd put fire next to a tree. And they have it, and Lord knows there'd be some fires that would ensue. Now, given that, I think it'd be kind of neat to have, they said, Christmas tree in the middle, and the Christmas tree that have so many candles on it, and then you have the Christmas ornaments. And those, the Christmas ornaments and the candles would be weapons. You know, maybe roll a D6, you know, to define, okay, this Christmas ornament, well, that's, What there are going to be is like, the C4, which is the T-bomb throwers. Mike, it's actually been a while. I know there's a FedCom ship, a Christmas FedCom ship, which basically is Santa and his reindeer. I've seen that one. That's the only one that I can definitely say I've seen. But getting back to the game idea about, which is the whole idea of a Christmas tree, and then you have a number of ornaments, and then those are basically T-bomb throwers. So the Christmas tree would throw the ornaments at you, and they'd be, you know, like T-bombs. They land and then they explode. And then you have the different candles. And let's say, how many candles would each side have? Three? But they would be close by. So I'm thinking about either Fs or even Ks. You know, but there'd be like numerous. That's what I was thinking about Ks, is that they're short range, but they're numerous. Now, you know, obviously the way to defeat it would be actually to destroy the Christmas tree. You might even want to have a star. You know, a star is like a plasma R, you know, which gets launched once every turn. Cool. Mike is just saying that that they have what I'm describing right now. It's like, okay, I did not know that. Is that the question, Mike? Is that the latest communique, or is that an older one? Because I could have sworn I remember an older one that had the Santa Claus, you know, the sleigh and the reindeer. The final shot sends it into a blaze. Yeah, that'd be interesting. Obviously, we Mike, I definitely would describe the one with the sleigh and the reindeer. But as you mentioned, that there's already a ship that already has that, which is interesting. Because let me see if I. Don't mind me, I'm just doing a quick look-see, and I don't see it here. I don't see it. I'm sorry. I must have lost it. So, you know, having a Christmas tree as kind of a star castle kind of thing. I think it's kind of neat. Okay, yeah. Okay, so it's in last year's December communique. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, don't mind me. Okay. Well, actually, I'm looking at last year's and it has the North Polar Star Cruiser. Oh, man. That's kind of goofy. Don't mind me. And okay. Also, the pack. If you buy the North Polar ship card pack, there's six Federation Commander ship cards for the North Pole, including Santa Sleigh, the Star Cruiser, Christmas Tree Cruiser, Candy Cane Light Cruiser, Commando Cane Cruiser, and a Wreath Base. Yeah, looks interesting. There's six polar scenarios. It's saying that you got Star over Freyla, pits the Orions against the North Pole, Santa meets the monster. It's for any empire. The Klingons throughout the wreath features the Klingons attacking the North Pole base. Klingons try again in How the Elves Rebuilt Christmas. And the poor Klingons never learn from their failure as we find out how Klingons stole the Christmas trees. Finally discover how Hydrants met Santa Claus. All of the scenarios were written to feature at least one North Polar ship. Ah, Santa Sleigh. Okay, so Santa Sleigh, the actual reindeer were warp engines. Okay. I didn't know what the reindeers were. Kind of neat. But, oy. But yeah, I think some kind of neat ideas for like all holiday scenarios. Let me think anything else that has not been thought of before. Not that I'm anything special, but you know, maybe I can come up with something. But okay, so we have the treadle, we have the Christmas attack the Christmas tree. As was pointed out, you have a Christmas tree, a Christmas wreath base, which I can see that, you know, as it's rotating and so forth. I'm wondering. Mike's thinking, what would Kwanzaa have? Okay, let me do something. Just because I kind of thought of Kwanzaa, but the problem is my understanding of what Kwanzaa is that it's a celebration of Black history and the different, not Black history. Celebration of, Okay, I'm looking it up on Wikipedia. Kwanzaa is a week-long celebration held in the United States and other nations of the world, of the West Africa diaspora in America. The celebration honors the African heritage in African-American culture and is observed from December 26th to January 1st, culminating in a feast and in gift-giving. Yeah, exactly. The Kwanzaa has seven core principles. It was created based on 1966. Right. Kwanzaa isn't... Yeah. Yes. And I agree there. Which is... And the thing is, here's the thing that people have to remember. You can celebrate Christmas and celebrate Kwanzaa. There's nothing, nothing says you can't celebrate both. Because as Mike pointed out, Kwanzaa is a social celebration. The whole idea is to celebrate the African heritage of, you know, people from Africa, you know, African Americans. And I say nothing wrong with it. I think it's great. You know, and I'm looking at the 7 days of Kwanzaa. Umoja or unity, you know, strive for and to maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. And I think that's a good thing to have, unity, you know, the idea of togetherness. Was it? Next one is Kujalgulia. I think I got that right. Or self-determination. To define and name yourselves, ourselves, as well as create and speak for ourselves. I wouldn't surprise if African Europeans don't celebrate too. You got Yojima, collective and work responsibility. Okay, Yojama, cooperative economics. Nya, which is purpose. Kumba, creative. And Imani, or faith. Now, turning that into an SB/FedCom scenario, I think it was pretty hard to represent those things in a game. Except for if you wanted to. What I'm thinking of is take those, have seven counters, put them into a bag, and then use, and each one of those would represent a different mission, like for either for that turn or until you complete that goal, you know, or maybe even have so everyone has these seven goals that they have to achieve. Now, what constitutes achieving the goal is something that would have to be worked out, like unity, maybe using a tractor beam on somebody and you know, you have to be able to attract somebody that represents unity. Self-determination. Just be able to move, let's say, 16 hexes under your own power. Collective work and responsibility. You know, collective work and responsibility. Might have to work on that one. Okay, let's go to the next one, which is cooperative economics. Sharing your energy allocation with an opponent. You know, that is your mission. Nyad or purpose, you know, that's like, that'd be a good one. Maybe have pieces around the board where you have Naya or purpose. You actually would have to be able to fire or destroy one. No, get so much damage against that that object. You know, Kumba. Creative. Maybe you have to be able to turn three times in a turn. A minor of faith. Go through a turn without firing your weapons. And then Yojima, collective work and responsibility. What's the way you could represent it in the game? Collective work. Responsibility. Hmm. work with an opponent to the to maybe to destroy something or be able to fire on common enemy. No, no, that's actually is not too bad an idea. You know, the whole idea of having goals that you pull out of a bag, and then that is your goal for that. Or as I said, you know, have it so that you have the seven goals. You have to win the game. I think I kind of like that almost better. Or everyone has these goals, and first person to successfully attain all of the goals wins. And maybe even have it so that you have to maybe put it on a card, shuffle the cards, and say, okay, what is your goal for this turn? Make it random, and you have it remains in the deck, or even in a die roll. Remains available. That mission remains available until you actually successfully complete that mission. You know, I think that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea at all. Now, okay, so. Any other thing for Christmas? I don't think you can come up. Kwanzaa, they don't have that many possibilities, really. Anything else? Nothing I can think of when it comes to Kwanzaa for Christmas. Obviously, you know, as was pointed out, you know, they have the Star Cruisers. The different North Pole ships, you know, have those in, and playing those in different scenarios. Anything else? Well, nothing else comes to mind when it comes to Christmas, Kwanzaa, or Hanukkah. And to those of the Jewish persuasion, you know, that celebrate Hanukkah, happy belated Hanukkah. I know it's past. You know, I know that my sister, her husband is Jewish. I'm not sure if she's actually converted to be Jewish. I don't think she has. I think she's still Catholic, living with, you know, her husband is Jewish. But I know they definitely have celebrated. Definitely, their boys are Jewish. That's a weird situation altogether. So I'm not going to go too far into that. Any other topic for this evening? Actually, let me just go through something really quick. In that, I think I've mentioned it before, and I probably should send out a Christmas greeting / New Year's, and just saying thank you, everybody, who is obviously part of the podcast. It's, you know, I always appreciate having people in the chat room and coming in, and hopefully they have fun while they're here too. But also, I want to thank everybody who plays Starfleet Warlord or plays SFB Online. It actually gives me money so that you can play a wonderful game, you know, on the platform which I've created. I just want to thank everybody I really want to thank everyone who has been willing to give me a chance and actually, you know, and play Starfleet Battles, and I'm hoping to keep it up. You know, one thing, just to let you know, one thing that I've definitely was I really would like to do. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do it. I've done some preliminary work to work towards it. At least have it so that you can do both. We can have both. I'm not sure if that'll continue or I'll just drop it and switch completely over. And that is one thing that doesn't come to my mind is, of course, the whole issues with antivirus and all that, you know. Mike, I thought Winter Solstice was this past weekend. Maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, just want to thank you people for signing up. You know, because one thing I really like to do is I like to move everything to be web-based. Just for the plain simple reason that it seems like more and more it's getting harder and harder to actually install software on people's machines. You know, all Java is evil. All use of IRC ports is evil. It's like, what the heck, guys? You know, so that's why I've been working, you know, on the background to port like the IRC engine to actually be able to use, as strange as it might sound, have it so it's web-based. You know, that's kind of a more of, it's kind of a weird thing where it's not, it's still IRC in the root of it, but still the API is going to be JSON based. You know, so it's kind of weird. So, you know, both for SMB Online and Starfleet Warlord, because, you know, actually, Starfleet Warlord, it makes so much easier, especially since I already have the aid and already connects up into the web, into the server, so that people actually can see their games and so forth. It can directly download them and it can directly submit them. For me, it still sends me an email on the back end, but you don't have, it is, the whole idea is to transition. Have it so currently it actually sends me an email. Maybe at some later future point, I can have it so instead of sending me an email, it actually runs the turn or puts in a queue to run the turn. And after everyone's actually put their turns in the queue, it'll automatically run, or that, you know, I will be able to force it and say, well, skip this person, just have them run all the turns at once and boom, have it run. You know, that's what I would love to see that happen. But I'll just have to wait on seeing that. But I just want to thank everyone for all the, you know, the opportunity that you've given me to actually be able to have it so you can play SFB Online and Starfleet Warlord and, you know, and actually pay me for, you know, so actually I can keep it going. I was not singing earlier. People are telling lies. Well, actually, I wasn't singing in front of the microphone. I sing at church, but that's one of the few places that I actually do sing. Actually, as I mentioned, this might be cutting it short, and I think I will cut it short this evening. It's been a pleasure. I wish everyone a Merry Christmas, and if you're celebrating Hanukkah, you know, obviously, Happy Hanukkah, and if you celebrate Kwanzaa, you know, Happy Kwanzaa. You know, celebrate with great joy and great love. And with that, I am Paul Franz. I bid you a good night.